This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob, and this is 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Alice. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Rob.
Today we're talking about universities around the world and a new list that shows the top 200. I'm going to start by asking you a question, Alice. Which university has come number one in the list?
There are so many famous universities around the world. Let me guess, is it Cambridge?
Well, Cambridge University in England is certainly on the list, but you'll have to wait until the end of the programme to see if you're right.
OK.
This new list is called the London Times Higher Education List. It ranks universities on a number of factors. These include its quality of teaching, the influence of its research, and the income it gets for research.
So if these factors are higher, the university gets a higher ranking.
That's right. Of course, funding is very important.
Funding, that's money in other words. Is a university more successful if it gets more funding?
Well, that's what Professor Steve Smith thinks. He's president of Universities UK, which represents all British universities. He says the US puts 2.5 times the amount of gross domestic product, or GDP, into its universities than we do in the UK.
The US puts 2.5 times the amount of GDP into its universities than we do, and therefore, surprisingly, they get 2.5 times the number of universities in the top 200. I think this is all about the investment that countries put in the future, all about the investment they put in their universities.
Professor Steve Smith says it's all about the investment the country puts into their universities that makes them successful.
OK, so he says the US invests more money in universities than the UK, so they have more of them on this list. Can I change my answer now?
No, Alice. You may still be right. 14 British institutions are on the list, including Oxford and Cambridge. It's interesting that the institutions which dominate the top of the list are English-speaking ones, as BBC reporter Johnny Hogg explains.
It's English-speaking universities, and particularly those in America, that dominate the top spots in this list. You have to go down to number 15 to find the first non-Anglophone establishment, the Swiss Federal Institute of Technology, and surprisingly, France's renowned École Polytechnique only comes in 39th.